Manifesto 1. Blast first from politeness, England. Curse its climate for its sins and infections. Dismal symbol set round our bodies of effeminate lout within. Victorian vampire, the London cloud sucks the town's heart. A 1,000-mile-long, 2-kilometer-deep body of water even is pushed against us from the Floridas to make us mild. Officious mountains keep back drastic winds. So much vast machinery to produce the curate of Eltham, Britannic aesthete, wild nature crank, domesticated policeman, London Coliseum, socialist playwright, Daly's musical comedy, Gaiety chorus girl, Tonks. Curse the flabby sky that can manufacture no snow, but can only drop the sea on us in a drizzle like a poem by Mr. Robert Bridges. Curse the lazy air that cannot stiffen the back of the Serpentine or put aquatic steel halfway down the Manchester Canal. But 10 years ago we saw distinctly both snow and ice here. May some vulgarly inventive but useful person arise and restore to us the necessary blizzards. Let us once more wear the ermine of the north. We believe in the existence of this useful little chemist in our midst. 2. Oh, blast France! Pig plagiarism, belly slippers, poodle temper, bad music, sentimental Gallic gush, sensationalism, fussiness, Parisian parochialism, complacent young man, so much respect for Papa and his son. Oh, Papa is wonderful, but all Papas are. Blast! Aperitifs, perno, amer piquant, bad change, naively seductive, hoary, salon pitcher cocottes, slouching blue porters can carry a pantechnicon, stupidly rapacious people at every step, economy maniacs, Weon cub for being a bad pun, Paris, claptrap heaven of amative German professor, ubiquitous lines of silly little trees, Arc de Triomphe, imperturbable endless prettiness, large empty cliques higher up, bad air for the individual. Blast, Mecca of the American, because it is not the other side of Suez Canal, instead of an afternoon's ride from London. 3. Curse, with expletive of whirlwind, the Britannic aesthete, cream of the snobbish earth, rose of Sharon, of God prig of Simeon vanity, sneak and swat of the schoolroom, imberb, or burbed when in bell size, pedant, practical joker, dandy, curate, blast all products of phlegmatic cold life of lucre on. Curse, snobbery, disease of femininity, fear of ridicule, arch vice of inactive, sleepy, play, stylism, sins and plagues of this lymphatic finished, we admit in every sense finished, vegetable humanity. 4. Blast, the specialist, professional, good workman, grove man, one organ man. Blast, the amateur, seolast, art pimp, journalist, self man, no organ man. 5. Blast humour, quack English drug for stupidity and sleepiness, arch enemy of real, conventionalising like gunshot, freezing supple, real in ferocious chemistry of laughter. Blast sport, humour's first cousin and accomplice. Impossibility for Englishman to be grave and keep his end up psychologically. Impossible for him to use humour as well and be persistently grave. Alas, necessity of a big doll show in front of mouth, visitation of heaven on English miss, gums, canines, a fixed grin, Death's Head's symbol of anti-life. Curse those who will hang over this manifesto with silly canines exposed. Blast years 1837 to 1900. Curse abysmal, inexcusable middle class, also aristocracy and proletariat. Blast pasty shadow cast by gigantic berm, imagined as introduction of bourgeois Victorian vistas. Ring the neck of all sick inventions born in that progressive white wake. Blast their weeping whiskers, hirsute rhetoric of eunuch and stylist, sentimental hygienics, Rousseauisms, wild nature cranks, fraternizing with monkeys, diabolics, raptures and roses of the erotic bookshelves culminating in purgatory of Putney, chaos of Enoch Ardens, laughing Jennies, ladies with pains, good-for-nothing Guineveres, snobbish Barovian, running after gypsy kings and espadas, bowing the knee to wild mother nature, her feminine contours, unimaginative insult to man. Damn all those today who have taken on that rotten menagerie and still crack their whips and tumble in Piccadilly Circus as though London were a provincial town. We whisper in your ear a great secret. London is not a provincial town. We will allow wonder zoos, but we do not want the gloomy Victorian circus in Piccadilly Circus. It is Piccadilly's circus. Not meant for menageries, trundling out of 60s, Dickensian clowns, Corelli lady riders, troops of performing gypsies, who complain besides that 1 and 6 a night does not pay fare back to Clapham. Blast the post office, Frank Brangwyn, Robertson Nickel, Reverend Pennyfeather, Bells, Galloway Kyle, Cluster of Grapes, Bishop of London and all his posterity, Goldsworthy, Dean Ing, Croce, Matthews, Reverend Mayer, Seymour Hicks, Lionel Cust, C.B. Fry, Bergson, Abdul Bahal, Hawtrey, Edward Elgar, Sardley, Filson Young, Marie Corelli, Geddes, Codliver Oil, St. Lo Strachey, Lyceum Club, Rabindranath Tagore, Lord Glenconner of Glen, Weiniger, Norman Angel, Admahn, Mr. and Mrs. Diemer, Beecham, Pills, Opera, Thomas, Ella, A.C. Benson, Sidney Webb, British Academy, Messrs. Chapel, Countess of Warwick, George Edwards, Willie Ferraro, Captain Cook, R.J. Campbell, Clan Thesiger, Martin Harvey, William Archer, George Grossmith, R.H. Benson, Annie Besant, Chenil, Clan Maynell, Father Vaughan, Joseph Holbrook, Clan Strachey. 1. Bless England. Bless England for its ships, which switch back on blue, green and red seas all around the pink earth ball. Big bets on each. Bless all seafarers. They exchange not one land for another, but one element for another, the more against the less abstract. Bless the vast planetary abstraction of the ocean. Bless the Arabs of the Atlantic. This island must be contrasted with the bleak waves. Bless all ports. Ports, restless machines of scooped-out basins, heavy insect dredgers, monotonous cranes, stations, lighthouses blazing through the frosty starlight, cutting the storm like a cake, beaks of infant boats, side by side, heavy chaos of wharves, steep walls of factories, womanly town. Bless these machines that work the little boats across the clean liquid space in beelines. Bless the great ports. Hull, Liverpool, London, Newcastle-on-Tyne, Bristol, Glasgow. Bless England, industrial island machine, pyramidal workshop, its apex at Shetland, discharging itself on the sea. Bless cold, magnanimous, delicate, gauche, fanciful, stupid Englishman. 2. Bless the hairdresser. He attacks Mother Nature for a small fee. Hourly he ploughs heads for sixpence, scours chins and lips for threepence. He makes systematic mercenary war on this wildness. He trims aimless and retrograde growths into clean arched shapes and angular plots. Bless this Hessian or Silesian expert correcting the grotesque anachronisms of our physique. 3. Bless English humour. It is the great barbarous weapon of the genius among races. The wild mountain railway from idea to idea in the ancient fair of life. Bless Swift for his solemn bleak wisdom of laughter. Shakespeare for his bitter northern rhetoric of humour. Bless all English eyes that grow crow's feet with their fancy and energy. Bless this hysterical wall built round the ego. Bless the solitude of laughter. Bless the separating, ungregarious British grin. 4. Bless France for its bushels of vitality to the square inch, home of manners, the best, the worst, and interesting mixtures. Masterly pornography, great enemy of progress, combativeness, great human sceptics, depths of elegance, female qualities, females, ballads of its prehistoric Apache, superb hardness and hardiesse of its voyou type rebellious adolescent, modesty and humanity of many there, great flood of life pouring out of wound of 1797, also bitter a stream from 1870, staying power like a cat. Bless Bridget, Beowulf, Bearline, Cranmer Bing, Frieda Graham, the Pope, Maria de Tomaso, Captain Kemp, Munro, Gabby, Jenkins, R.B. Cunningham Graham, not his brother, Barker, John and Granville, Mrs. Will Finnimore, Madame Strindberg, Carson, Salvation Army, Lord Howard de Walden, Captain Craig, Charlotte Corday, Cromwell, Mrs. Duval, Mary Robertson, Lily Lenton, Frank Rutter, Castor Oil, James Joyce, Leverage, Lydia Yavorska, Prebendary Carlyle, Jenny, Monsieur le Comte de Gabouli, Smithers, Dick Burge, 33 Church Street, Sevier, Gertie Miller, Norman Wallace, Miss Fowler, Sir Joseph Lyons, Martin Wolfe, Watt, Mrs. Hepburn, Alfrey, Tommy, Captain Kendall, Younger Hearn, Wilfred Walter, Kate Lechmere, Henry Newbolt, Lady Aberconway, Frank Harris, Hamill, Gilbert Canaan, Sir James Matthew Barry, Mrs. Belloc Lowndes, W. L. George, Rayner, George Robey, George Mozart, Harry Weldon, Shaliapin, George Hurst, Graham White, Hucks, Salmet, Shirley Kellogg, Bandsman Rice, Petty Officer Curran, Applegarth, Connody, Colin Bell, Lewis Hind, Lefranc, Hubert, Commercial Process Company.